Sitting in for the Reverend is Jeff Hughes. I think there has to come a point where we all come together and accept a fundamental truth about Phil Emery's coaching search. And that fundamental truth is this. We don't know a goddamn thing about any of the people being interviewed for this job. Take them one by one. Mike McCoy, what do you know? Mike Sullivan, what do you know? Rick Dennison, what do you know? You know the talent they have on their current roster. You know whether they were successful with that talent or not. But you have no idea whether the ability to coordinate an offense successfully will fundamentally lead to a positive effect as a head coach. You don't know. Because the history of the NFL is marked with Norv Turners and Wade Phillips. That's the going rate. There are far more coordinators failing as head coaches than succeeding. Far more. Mike Mularkey was one of the best offensive coordinators in the game, went to Buffalo, and was awful. You have to take all this into consideration. When I hear fans say, well, I prefer Dennison because he has experience with Cutler and with Marshall, and he runs a two-back set, you don't know what Rick Dennison really wants to run. Rick Dennison has been in one system his whole life. He's been in the Shanahan-Kubiak tree his whole life. You don't know that he has the horses in Chicago to run that system. And the notion that we're now going to start saying, well, this guy's good or that guy's bad, that we're going to judge our head coaching selection based on what? Their career as a coordinator? Doesn't make any sense. You know, I have fans telling me and writing to me and tweeting to me that, hey, if they hire Mark Trestman, that would be a disaster. For who? At least Mark Trestman has led an organization. None of the other candidates have, except for Singletary, who I don't believe is a candidate. I'd like to get to a point where fans can sort of sit back and acknowledge they have no idea. They have no clue who is not or who is a good candidate to be a head coach. Because I got news for you. If fans knew, they'd be general managers. Because the general managers don't know. If the general managers and the owners knew, we wouldn't have six or seven coaches fired every year. It's a crapshoot, just like the NFL draft. It is a crapshoot as to who pans out and who doesn't. You have to hope your guy gets the right one.